morning. We are continuing Chayadim Klam and Ches, and we're starting Siman Yud. So we discussed in Siman Ches a scenario where there's three people eating, and one person interrupts his meal to answer to the other two. So the Chayadim continues, and he says, "Zeh shehivsik lebeis yochel lahafsik kam apamin." So this individual who interrupted his meal and answered to the siman of the other two can do this again. For example, "Gan shemitchila achlu gimel." There was three people eating together, and one person stopped his meal and answered to the other two. And then two other people came and joined the first person, and they ate with the first person. So now, number one creates a new zeman with the other two, and he can interrupt his meal for the other two. Now, so what is he introducing over here? He's introducing a concept, which he's going to say in a moment, called Parach Zimun Minayu, that the concept of Zimun has ended. And when you have a group together, and some of them are Mizamein, in certain scenarios, the Zimun has ended. And therefore, even if they continue to eat afterwards, there's no concept of Zimun anymore. So in this situation, there's no din of Zimun. Since there's two new people which were not mezamin, so the majority of the group here is non-mezumindika people, so therefore they can generate a zimun, a chiyuv zimun, based on this individual who has already answered. There was five people in a group. And one of the group answered to the other two. So A and B ended their meal. They wanted to bench. And C interrupted his meal and answered to A and B. D and E did not interrupt their meal, and they did not answer. So theoretically, now you have three people who have not benched yet, C, D, and E. But since C answered to A and B, and it was Yerz Zimun, the group has lost its din of zimun anymore. So here we have a scenario where you have two people who did not answer are asking the third person who answered to join them. And we said it in the previous case, we just mentioned it works, and here it doesn't work. So shuv ena yochel zamin in beis mehan hisharim deparach zimun mikulam. Because since they were a group, and the group has benched and done zimun, similarly they did not answer. But the zimun on the group, the chiyuv zimun on the group has ended, so they cannot generate a new chiyuv zimun. But in the scenario where you have two new people coming in, who are not mezamin, who can generate a new chiyuv zimun, so he can join in that. The one who already answered can join them for that purpose. But if they were six or seven or eight, so C answered to A and B, but D, E, and F have their own chiyuv zimun. They're a separate group. They're three. They don't need the original mezamnim for their purposes to create a zimun. So they can create their own zimun, and then C can answer to that that zimun as well. The same thing by seven or eight. Okay. There was 10 people, and seven of them wanted to bench, and the three interrupted the meal to answer to the 10, which they're mechuyev to do. Just like we had before, that the two can force the one to answer, the seven can force the three to answer. So now, the Chayyarim says, the Chayyarim says 2 points about this. Number one, it's yichal lahafsik rak achamur baruch elokeinu. So different than before, where the chiyuv of the interruption is till azanas hakol. When the responding to a zimun b'shem, the mezamin says the baruch elokeinu shalchad mishaloi, and they respond baruch elokeinu shalchad mishaloi v'duchayinu. So they interrupt their meal only to that point. They do not need to continue their silence until after Zonos HaKol, since they said the Shem HaShem. So they've given a bracha to Hashem with Hashem's name. So they were yotzei l'chiyuv of answering to the Zimun, and they do not need to listen to Hosanna, so the bracha, the first bracha of benching. Number one. These three join seven others. They can do another zimun b'shem. No, they can do another zimun, not b'shem, because the three we said before are their own units, and they can make their own zimun. But here they already answered. On the other hand, you have seven new people. The seven people clearly have a chiyuv zimun, whether a zimun of three or a zimun of ten, but they have a chiyuv zimun. And once you have ten, you have the presence of the Shekhinah, so it's appropriate to say Baruch Elokeinu. So that's there. Yeah, I don't need to create that. That's automatic. That the Shem Hashem is Shaykh. It has the Shekhinah being Shariah, so you say the Shem Hashem. Okay. The same thing would be true if it wasn't a minority, it was two equal groups, the same halacha would be true. And it's talking about the second Zimun, the five which interrupted continued to eat, and they ate together with the new people. So they've eaten together, so they created a new Chiyuv Zimun. Now, we'll see later on that somebody from the shuk can join in up. If you have seven people who washed and want to bench, the three people can join them without eating pas. But if it's more than that, the people which are joining have to eat pas. So in this scenario, the Shabur points out, of the five and the five, it only work if the five original people ate some more pas, they ate a kazayis of pas at this point in time. So then they can be mitzarev to create a chiyuv zimun of 10, otherwise not. So the Chayalim is introducing us to the point of Pricha Zimun, number one, to the point of how you interrupt for the Zimun B'Shem, and how you, giving us a little bit of introduction into the idea of how you mitzarif 10 people towards creating a Chiyuv Zimun, which we'll talk about that more about Hashem in the upcoming Shurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.